4. Sonny stretched out on his bed, hands folded under his neck, feet crossed at the ankles. Through the open bedroom door, he had a view of his kitchen and a clock on the wall over a clawfoot bathtub. Tom had called the apartment spare, and now that word rattled around in Sonny's head as he waited for the minutes to tick away until midnight. The round clock face had the words Smith and Day at its center, in the same black print as the numbers. Once every minute, the long hand jumped and the short hand crept closer to the 12. Spare meant not much furniture and not decorated much. That was about right. A cheap dresser that came with the place was the only other piece of furniture in the bedroom. The kitchen furniture consisted of two white chairs and a table with a single drawer under a white baked enamel top. The tabletop was trimmed in red and the drawer handle was red. Spare. He didn't need anything more. His mother took care of his laundry. He bathed at home, which was how he thought of his parents' apartment. And he never brought girls here, preferring to sleep with them at their places or to do it quick and dirty in the back of the car. He had 5 minutes yet before he could leave. In the bathroom, he looked himself over in the medicine cabinet mirror. He had on a dark shirt, black chinos, and black Nat Holman sneakers. It was a kind of uniform. He had decided all the guys should wear the same thing on a job. This way, it would be harder to pick one out from the other. He didn't like the sneakers. He thought they made them look even more like kids, which was the last thing they needed since the oldest of them was 18. But Cork thought they could run faster and be more sure-footed with sneakers, and so sneakers it was. Cork was 5'7 and maybe 120 pounds, but there wasn't anyone, including Sonny, who wanted to fight him. He was relentless and possessed of a powerhouse right that Sonny had personally witnessed knock a guy out cold. The mug was smart, too. He had boxes of books scattered all over his apartment. He'd always been that way, reading a lot, since they were kids together in elementary school. Sonny took a dark blue jacket from a hook on the front door. He slipped into it, fished a wool cap out of one pocket, and pulled it down over the thick tangle of his hair. He glanced back at the clock just as it ticked past midnight, and then jogged down two flights of stairs to Mott Street, where a three-quarter moon peeking out from a hole in the clouds lit up the cup.